sorry. Morning. Morning. A nice morning to come to serve the Lord again. We're all God's children. You guys and us adults are all God's children. So, for sure, if we walk in His ways, in the Lord's ways, we are blessed us for that. this morning, I'd like to talk about patience and impatience, about being patient. So, for example, when you're waiting on your birthday and your birthday is coming up and get excited and you're excited about your birthday coming up and you might get a gift or something. Are you guys patient? Do you patiently wait for that? Or because like if they'd give you a gift. They give the gift to you, like your mom would give it to you like a day before or 2 days before. And you didn't know it, and grandma was coming, and grandma and grandpa or somebody was coming on your birthday. But then when your birthday comes, you open your gift, and grandma and grandpa was supposed to come, and you open your gift ready. So it's kind of like it takes the fun out of it, right? Because you was impatient. You didn't wait. So then on your birthday, actual birthday, it's you open your gift ready and because he's impatient. Does that make sense? You wait and patient. And there's blessings in waiting. Your mom's baking you a cake and it's for tomorrow for your birthday, but you go and you want to buy it now. You want to eat cake now. I'm just using that for an example. There's a lot of many things you can talk about, which I will hear some more, but. So if you're playing games with your little brother and sister and you got to wait on them and they're a little bit slower than you are, you want to run and you get impatient, like, come on, you know, or you wait on them and be nice to them and they can keep up with what you're doing, your game you're playing or if you're walking or on a trail or something or whatever, out in the woods or whatever you're doing, just you have to wait on your little brother or sister. And that's being patient. Kindly and wait kindly and nicely and be nice to them. Because that's how Jesus, he's kind and gentle. And God wants us to be patient with one another and wait for the good things, because if we don't wait, get impatient and restless, that the life won't end up well. God wants us to be patient with one another and not get impatient with each other. Like when you're waiting on dad and mom say, you know, wait till, they ask you to wait to do something, and you're like impatient, you don't want to wait. Like you want to go out and play, and mom says, stay in here and do this and that, and just wait. Do you guys get impatient, or are you patient? Do you patiently wait and say, you know, not complain and just be kind and wait and do what they say. Jesus, he was quiet, gentle and patient and kind. You guys read the Bible stories where he held the little children in his lap. He was kind to all the little children when he held them in his lap. Excuse me. He wasn't impatient or bossy or loud or yelling or complaining or restless. he didn't get like suspicious off of his friends or disciples or whatever. Apostle Paul, he warns us not to get wrapped. Don't let our minds get wrapped up in these things because they have it'll produce a bad outcome in our life when we get older. Are impatient. Paul said that in 1 Timothy 6. God's purpose for patience is to build spiritual maturity and shape our character, and it draws us closer to Him. Patience is not a rule to follow, but it's a gift. It's a protective choice and a fruit of the Spirit growing through their active trust in God's own perfect timing. You may not all understand all this at your age, but our character is who we are. You all want to when you get older, you want to do certain things. You know, I don't do this, I don't do that, but your spiritual maturity it determines when you decide to follow Jesus, it shows in your life when that happens. In Psalms 37, it says wait with a quiet heart, and that means to stay close to God, trust in God, and don't force things on our own. When we're waiting patiently, you don't want to force, when you're waiting on your birthday cake to get done, and it's in the oven, and mom's baking it for you. You know, you're waiting on it. But if you get upset and you'll get the cake out of the bake oven before it's done, it's gonna be soggy and not done. And it'll be spoiled. It won't be good. I mean, it won't be good. It'll just be because you didn't wait patiently until it was done. Then it'll be, or if you're making cookies or whatever you're doing, or even if you, if the boys, I don't know what I can't think right now what to say for that for you, to you guys. Just if you're a tree house or something in the tree, and you get impatient, you don't put enough nails in to hold the tree house up in place, and you skip a bunch of nails and don't put it all the nails in, and you guys crawl up there, even the ladder, you don't nail it well enough because you're too impatient to put all the nails in. People can get that way. They get impatient. They just can't wait. You know, they got to get this done now. Then you crawl up there, and your friends are up there, and all of a sudden your treehouse could fall down and hurt you because you didn't put all your nails in it when you should have. another example I had was this: when you get a little puppy, it takes a lot of patience. You guys ever get a little puppy? Buy a little puppy or something, and you got to train the puppy, right? You got to train him to do all the things he's supposed to do. Supposed to train him when to go outside and not make a mess with his food and not tear all the things, like chew your shoes all up and tear things up. That's training the puppy to be patient. I mean, it's training the puppy, and you have to have patience to train the puppy that way. Sorry. Those are the things that take a lot of patience, and then dad and mom, they also, that's why you guys listen to your dad and mom when they when they say not to do things. You listen and you patiently wait and do what they say, because it's the same way for you guys. They know what's best for you. You have to learn to be to listen, be patient, and be kind while you're waiting. they say to wait on something, you should say yes, daddy, or yes, mommy, I'm waiting on you, and just wait patiently. And that's how Jesus is. He wants us to get to. When we get older, he wants us to say, yes, Father, what should I do? Or please help me, Father. When you pray to Jesus, you pray to him like he's your father, and he is your father in heaven. Talk to Jesus just like you do dad and mom. He's up, he listens, and he hears you. He wants us to stand firm and be faithful, and during the times that he wants us to wait on him in hard times, and not be restless and impatient. Be kind and true. And Jesus says he will always be your friend. You'll be the same to all your friends. Always be the same person, same friend, the friend you are that they know. be the same patient, kind person. Don't change from one day to the next. Be a different, have a different, like act differently to them. Just be always the same. That's called being stable. And the Bible talks about that too, about a stable-minded person. Because Jesus, he's always the same. He's the same God that we know. He will bless you greatly. Patience is also an important part of love and trust. Jesus stayed calm when people were mean to him, and when there was those stories about him getting crucified, he didn't say one word. He was quiet, real quiet, and they were really mean to him. He didn't lash out, and he didn't yell or get angry. Also, when he was teaching people in Galilee, when he was along the lake, teaching the people, preaching to them and teaching them about his kingdom. That's what we're supposed to do. When you get older, you can teach people about God's kingdom and tell them about it. There was some people there that were not nice to him. Sometimes he had to just get on his sailboat and just go across the other side of the lake and find where there was more people that he could be with and talk to. Because he was very patient. The patience gives you a good feeling. Like when you're patient, it'll make you feel good when you know that he was kind and you did what you're supposed to do. You were patient. It gives you a feeling that is makes you feel good, and that there is a that feeling is the hope. It's a true hope that you can feel that it makes you feel good that you know that you did the right thing by being patient with your friends. Or when dad and mom told you to do something, and wait on them. So I got a story to read about a little boy here. It's he was really impatient, restless, and he didn't listen to his dad and mom. He thought he knew more than his dad and mom. He thought they didn't know anything, and he knew more than them. And other people too. He did not listen to them. I'll read it, and you guys can hear what happened. When he didn't listen, you can hear what happened in the end. There, his name is Ian, impatient Ian. It was always hard for Ryan to wait for anything. He wanted his breakfast as soon as he got down from stairs in the morning. He wanted his dinner in the moment he returned from school. He was always annoyed. He felt annoyed And he thought everyone kept him waiting. When his birthday drew near, or Christmas, or he thought he might receive some present he had longed for, well, he just went through agonies. Every day seemed a week, and every week a year. Over and over again, he would go to mother and father and say, "How much longer do I have to wait?" They would remind him of the date on the calendar. But a little while later, he would pop up with the same question. It was this way. When he wanted a new bicycle, indeed, he nearly drove everyone crazy asking when he was going to get it. Father and mother almost wished they had never promised him one. Dad and mom wished they would never even told him about it because he's not thankful. he nearly drove everyone crazy. They almost wished they had never promised him one and because he made such a fuss. After what seemed to Ian a lifetime, the bicycle arrived. For a moment, he was contented. He was admiring his bright red frame and shiny silver wheels. Then he was impatient to ride it, and he dashed off the street at full speed, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. He rode faster and faster and faster. He was very impatient and restless. Then he was exhausted. Next morning, he rushed downstairs before anyone else in the house was awake, anxious to ride it again. Imagine his disgust and disappointment when he discovered that the front tire was soft. So he was probably being reckless and running to something because he was being impatient and restless. Now he's got his tire has gone flat. "So where's the pump?" he shouted. "Where's the pump? I want the bicycle pump." Father put his head around his bedroom door. "What's all this noise about?" he asked. "My front tire is soft," cried Ian, almost angrily, as if it was his father's fault. "Suppose it is," said Father. "There's no reason for waking the whole family at this unearthly hour." "But I want the pump," cried Ian. "I want it right now. I'm going out for a ride." "The pump's broken," said Father. "Then what am I going to do? I must have a pump. I want to use my bicycle." "There is no pump," said Father sternly, "so I'm afraid you'll have to wait. We'll walk down to the gas station and have the man there pump the tire. And now," he added. The father was talking like Ian said. He said, "And now." He closed the door. "Let's have a little peace and quiet." "Walk to the gas station," Ian muttered to himself. "That will take me 15 minutes. Why can't there be a pump about when a fellow needs one?" But there was no use fuming, for Father had disappeared in the house and was quiet again. He wanted an early morning ride. He's going to have to walk to the gas station, and he decided to do it. He didn't enjoy the ride at all, the walk. He was so frustrated and he was unhappy, and he didn't have no peace in his life. He probably didn't have Jesus. He didn't have Jesus in his life. That's why he was acting this way. I would expect better of you guys. So he got to the gas station, and the man was busy with another customer, and he had to wait on the gas station man, and he was like, tell him, I want to be next. And he was in a hurry and being impatient with, he was, Brian hurried over to the place where the air pump was kept and took the air pump, the airline down and tried to fix the gauge on the valve of the front wheel. He was trying to do it himself, and that man told him to wait till he gets there. It's his job to do that, not Ian. So we're going to see what happens there. "Better wait for me," called the attendant. "I've just had a new gauge put on. I don't think it registers right. I won't be but a minute." "Won't be a minute," exclaimed Ian. "You've been 5 minutes already. I'm not going to wait for you anymore." "All right," said the man. "Go ahead." So Ian squeezed the lever, and the air rushed into the tire with a hiss. You guys know how air compressors have a lot of pressure, right? Your dad has air compressors. So you guys know. You boys do anyway. And quickly, the pressure mounted, and it was showing 20 pounds, 30 pounds, 40 pounds, 50 pounds, 60 pounds. If he hadn't been in such a hurry, he would have felt his tire to see how hard it was. If he had had a little more common sense and a little more patience, he would have known no bicycle tire could stand much more pressure, because most bicycle tires only take 20 or 30 pounds, I think. Suddenly there was a report. It sounded like a cannon shot. The tire was at 90 pounds, and it blew up. Could have blinded him or hurt him. And then he got angry, and he started crying, and he had to think what his dad told him about being patient. Totally ruined. It ruined his day, and he spoiled everything. It was all because of impatience. So, hopefully, you guys made sense to you, and I hope you guys can apply a patience to your lives when someone asks you to wait, or when dad and mom tell you to wait to do this or do that. It always pays. You'll be blessed by being patient and calm and quiet. And that's the way Jesus wants us to be. That's all I have. Listen.